This episode is sponsored by Indeed. Finding the people you need to help your business thrive doesn't have to be a second job. With Indeed, you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. So reclaim your time and find the people you need fast. Start hiring now at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone.
Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Today's show is sponsored by the all-new Sesame Street, executive produced by Lorne Michaels. Finally, the grand old man of comedy has taken over children's television's most storied franchise. Get ready to see your favorite Sesame Street characters hanging out with the one and only Colin Jost on the season premiere. Only on HBO. We know comedy, and we know kids. Let's start the show. Everybody, welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, in which each episode of this show is an episode of Friends, and we go into depth and try to find out what's what with it, and we really try to get to the bottom of it. So without further ado, why don't you and I still go off? It's still going, this thing. Let's go meet my friends, the Friends. The theme is way too long, and I just was making up. I was saying literally nothing, and I did not get to the thing was still 10 seconds too long. I was just saying stuff that is not important to say on a thing, but fine, forget it. Episode today, a welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends recap podcast. My name's Tom Sharpling. I'm the host. Thanks for being here with us. We're having a great time doing the show. I want to say that today's episode is season 3, episode 10, the one where Rachel quits. And this episode was written by Michael Curtis and Gregory S. Malins and directed by Terry Hughes. And this aired on December 12th, 1996. The episode, before I get into what the episode's about, I just want to say, over at the AV Club, their podcast reviews, I don't even want to dignify it by saying the name of what it is, but for some reason I'm on their radar, and someone named Gene Standon, not Stanton, Standon, gave me a review, well, not me, I guess it is me, by extension it is me, of Meet My Friends, the Friends. Short review, F- was the report card grade, which is not a real grade, that's somebody being cute with that. If you fail someone, you fail them, you don't give them below a failing grade. But I got an F-, apparently you do, if it's Gene Standon at the AV Club. F minus, with friends like these, Tom Sharpling is going to have a lot of enemies. And some other thing about saying it sounds like I don't even want to be there. And like it sounds like I should, I'm not going to read it. It was just saying the dumb joke about with friends like that one I just said. And then just saying something to the effect that it looks like, or it sounds like, I don't want to be here doing this. Couldn't be further from the truth. This is the show I want to be doing. I'm happy to be doing this show, and this show is great, and it's an extension of The Best Show, which I'm very happy about where The Best Show's at, and I'm very happy about where Meet My Friends, The Friends is at. I feel like they're both two sides of the same coin. They might even be the same side of the same coin. I don't know, and I don't care. I don't know why I'm on trial all of a sudden. I'm just doing this show that I feel like people want, and I'm getting the response from people that they enjoy the show. So this episode, the one where Rachel quits, Gunther retrains Rachel on how to be a waitress at the coffee shop. She realizes it's time for her to quit the job. Ross accidentally breaks a little girl's leg and ends up selling her brown bird cookies for her so she can potentially go to space camp. That's like the equivalent of the Girl Scouts. Monica's childhood cookie habit returns because Ross is selling these cookies. Meanwhile, Joey gets a job at a Christmas tree lot and ends up battling with Phoebe over the cruelty of selling Christmas trees. And, so that's what that was. This review has... Forget it. Today's show is... Let's focus on what we can focus on. Today's show is sponsored by the all-new Sesame Street, only on HBO. For decades, Sesame Street has been teaching and entertaining children the way only they can. But now that way is out the window because producer Lorne Michaels is running the show. He's the executive producer of the most storied franchise in children's television history. Finally, the man that approved creations like Wayne's World and Goat Boy is helping to shape the minds of generations of youngsters. It's Sesame Street like you've never seen it before. Check out each 90-minute episode only on HBO. The season premiere features special appearances by Colin Jost, Kate McKinnon, Taron Killam, Maya Rudolph, Bobby Moynihan, Leslie Jones, Fred Armisen, Seth Meyers, Andy Samberg, Beck Bennett, Daryl Hammond, Pete Davison, Kyle Mooney, Tina Fey, Cecily Strong, Michael Che, Jason Sudeikis, Chris Redd, Dana Carvey, Heidi Gardner, and Alex Moffat, along with cameos from Justin Timberlake, Cameron Diaz, Robert De Niro, John Goodman, Scarlett Johansson, Anne Hathaway, and Tracy Morgan, along with a special musical performance by the one and only Paul Simon. It's Sesame Street. HBO, we know comedy and we know kids. It's, not my place to comment on the ads, but that one... That Sesame Street sounds a little... I don't know how they're going to have room for the Sesame Street, for the Muppets. Well, they're not Muppets, I guess. But what, are they going to cut the puppets? Are they pup? They're not puppets, because... I don't care. So this episode of Friends, this stupid review, I don't know why I let these things get into my head.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Apple Card is the perfect credit card for every purchase. It has cashback rewards unlike others. You earn unlimited daily cashback on every purchase, receive it daily, and can grow it at 4.15% annual percentage yield when you open a high-yield savings account. Apply for Apple Card in the Wallet app on iPhone and start earning and growing your daily cash with savings today. Apple Card subject to credit approval. Savings is available to Apple Card owners subject to eligibility requirements. Savings accounts provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Gene Standen. What has Gene Standen ever done that made the world a better place? This is a very good episode of Friends. The Rachel stuff is good. It's starting to show the advancement of her career story. The Monica cookie stuff, going back to the Monica when she was... when she was heavy, is always a little rough and played for laughs. But Ross in a bad situation is always a good thing to see, a good way to go. Because David Schwimmer's a much better physical actor, comedian than he gets credit for. And this day in Friends history, on December 12th, 1996... there was an assassination attempt on Uday Hussein, the son of Saddam Hussein. Failed assassination attempt on that day. Let's go to the different... What do we got here? Friends firsts? I guess we should just do those now. Friends firsts.
Friends first.
Yeah, this is the first time that Rachel makes a move toward her future, a real move toward her future. And it's that might sound a little soft in terms of the friends first, but it's a big one because it sets off a chain of events that eventually her and Ross break up because of that. So it's, I mean, F minus. That's just, you're just showing off when you do something like that. You're just trying to show someone up with that. F minus.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
In the beginning of this episode, Ross tells Chandler how to play tennis. But ironically, in reality, Matthew Perry, prior to his career as an actor on Friends, was a top-ranked junior tennis player. So that's a fun thing to know about. And then, what else we got? Line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
Still voiced by Jason Gore. Not loving that. Also didn't love the way Pat did his thing. So boxed in a little bit on that. Line of the episode. Monica says to Ross, "You broke a little girl's leg?" Ross, "I know, I feel horrible, okay?" Chandler says, "Says here a Muppet got whacked on Sesame Street last night. Where exactly were you around 10-ish? Very weird that that was the Sesame Street joke and the ad we had on. Those are not linked in any way. Yeah, that's a zinger there. He says Muppet on Sesame Street, unlike I just said. So I guess if I want to agree with Chandler, they are Muppets on Sesame Street. Rank the episode 7 out of 10. It's a good enough episode. Good episode for Rachel. Joey and Phoebe stuff is just okay. And yeah, and it's always good when Ross is doing some physical comedy like that. Rank the friends. Rachel, Phoebe, Ross, Joey, Monica, and Chandler on this one. And yeah. Let's just stay on point. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Show. We'll be back with another episode of Friends, another recap of Friends soon. So keep listening, and thank you, and go and